Blog Talk Radio. time up to Chi Ali. Cause I could be in a box if I ain't see that screen. My mama prayed that I wouldn't be Chi Ali. Now my mama strayed cause I wanted to be Chi Ali. They say my chance for strings is tying it all together. My chance for strings is tying it all together. My chance for strings is tying it all together. And now that new thing got me riding out for whatever, One time up, throwing the sides up. Hometown heroes like you know where to find us. Looking over your shoulder like I'm slowing the ride up. First time listeners, they ain't know what a line was. Fluent on everything, loaded the lineup. Got them looking for lines like they hope they can tie up. Spoon full of rum when I shoot, give a bar, give a take. I'm in a space that's usually regarded for wigs or living aces. Truly, regardless, look at who they telling me to part with. Pardon me though, bread different, so I'm arguably so. You arguing over crowns, dude, arguably no. I was fitted to wear that fitted and wear that living for the living. You hear that pinning? Well, yeah, that did it. I mean, it's all just as real as they say. And blame Chi if anybody is feeling away. One time up for Chi Ali. Cause I could be in a box if I ain't see that screen. My mama prayed that I wouldn't be Chi Ali. Now my mama strayed cause I wanted to be Chi Ali. They said my chance for strings was tying it all together. My chance for strings was tying it all together. My chance for strings was tying it all together. And now that new thing got me riding out for whatever, Doing numbers, trying to do the summer. Dreaming out of control, so we trying to coop the hummus. Leaning out of a hole like we trying to duck the edges. And leaving Poppy alone cause we out here running credit. Young, early 90s in the heart of the chase. Sort of service, corners had targets for days. Any reason is a go, how they squeezing you should know. Drake and Columbia jackets, beepers and jabos. I mean, played lockers with tomorrow's front pages. White and purple Hirachi, trying to murder the lobby. I mean, all we knew is what we saw first. Wheels up for whatever till it all works. And I tell them one time up for Chi Ali. Cause I could be in a box if I ain't see that screen. Great basements on all of my fittings. If I'm on it, we did it. Applaud with it if you see my lead. One time up for Chi Ali. Cause I could be in a box if I ain't see that screen. My mama prayed that I wouldn't be Chi Ali. Now my mama strayed cause I wanted to be Chi Ali. They say my chance for strings is tying it all together. My chance for strings is tying it all together. My chance for strings is tying it all together. And now that new thing got me riding out for whatever,
Celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday this weekend, and we are going to be doing it upright in Brooklyn, as you all know, at the Arc. I'm going to tell you more about that later. This
MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk.
Yeah.
This is GMS.
And LR Blitzkrieg of MCMI, of Hydra, of the Plague, of just, you know, this whole hip-hop shit, man.
Word, GMS and Blitzkrieg of the world. You know who we are, motherfucker.
Of the whole world, son. See, what up, man? Only seen you once in the past couple of weeks. We've both been on vacations, different parts of the world and shit. The world.
Word. Word, and now that we're back, we're back to the real world. Back to work. Oh man, yeah, I went away for a week. I had fun. I was in Barbados. Where were you at? When I came home, you had left.
Yeah, I just went out to the West Coast. Went out to Seattle to chill for a minute, do some whale watching, some white people stuff, you know.
Okay. Did they snot on you? That's what I heard they do.
Nah, man, I went out there, I ain't even see no fucking whales. It was horrible, but I still had a good time.
That's cool. You've been doing a lot of white people stuff lately. A couple weeks ago,
we went out kayaking. What's going on with that?
Yeah, but I got you into the kayaking,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you dragged me into that white people shit right there.
Yeah, I was like, yo, let's go hook up this kayak. You know, it's in Brooklyn, it's free, you know, down under Brooklyn and Manhattan bridges. But, yeah, man, we're back, and we've been crazy busy. I've been crazy busy. I don't know about you, but...
Oh, definitely.
You know, all my gigs, my day job, my messing with the website, trying to get some music produced, you know. It's a million things to do.
Wait, before we go any further, I want to talk about some two gems that we just played. Brand new music just came out this week. We played Jean Gray's Kill Screen, which she produced herself. A lot of people don't know that Jean Grey is one of the illest producers as well. She used to go by the name, the producer name of Run Run Shaw. I don't know if y'all remember Run Run Shaw from back in the days. It was the name of the company that produced most of the Kung Fu flicks. But that was her producer name back in the day. And I shouldn't say back in the day. It wasn't that long ago. But, you know, since then she has kind of shied away from the production side and just focused on, you know, making her music and letting other people handle the beats and she handle the rhymes. But I guess now she's getting back into it, and she worked on that song, that Kill Screen song, which is incredibly hot, you know. I love that joint.
Yeah, she's beasting on that. What project is that off of? What's that coming out on?
That is not coming out on her new album, which is Cake of Death. That album, it's coming out on an album that she's working on called Gotham Down. She's got actually three new projects. She's got Cake of Death, Gotham Down, and then another one that I don't know the name of. But everything that she's doing is just amazing, man. And she's a funny person too. If you're not following Jean on Twitter, make sure you follow at Jean Greasy, because she is hilarious.
Speaking of Jean Greasy, I'm going to hit her up because she's on the top of my list of people I'm going to interview for the show, and I just was busy and didn't holler at her yet. I said it on another show a couple weeks ago that we're going to get her down here. We're going to get Jean Grey down for a nice conversation, and you know she's going to say some wild stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So play the new music, you know.
We also played Jan Sport Strings by Sky Zoo. And that's off of his upcoming album, A Dream Deferred. That should be out soon, or is it out? I think it's coming out this month. But A Dream Deferred on The Faculty, Duck Down Music, Sky Zoo. Another great artist that we at MTMI here have worked with. He's also got a mixtape out that you can download yourselves right now called Theo versus JJ. All this music that we just played is on mcmireport.com. If you want to get, you know, the official downloads of these songs or buy these people's music, go right to mcmireport.com. You'll find the links and you'll find more information on all these projects that they're working on.
Definitely, definitely. So I think we should hit them with a little bit more music and come back. Some more stuff that we got featured on the site right now.
Yeah, let's go into a couple of joints that we got on the site right now. Maybe that UG and Rockness joint.
No doubt, no doubt. Shout out
and,
to UG and Rock.
What else we got?
We got the Slaughterhouse joint.
Yeah, we got the Talib joint off of his new mixtape. All right, let's just go into it and we'll talk about it when we get back. MCMI Radio.
No doubt.
One thing though, this is my brother. Get me.
Motherfucker, turn the speaker up. Pacquiao on the tracks, wanna beat him up. Cold blooded, but fucking about to heat it up and make it more managed than a lesbian with a beaver cut. Ice grilling, don't fight your feelings of hatred. My haters are Kelly Rowland, they motivation. I'll take a pauper and make him into a king. I network with my connections, with you are my favorite thing. Votive candles, pretty pearl handles. I banned you niggas, you corny in socks with sandals. Brooklyn and sock with vandals and gangsters of all stripes. Hustlers and dealers, we made up of all types. Up all night like drinking Nicky. I know I can't take it with me. Why you niggas suck like you make a hickey? That's why you never win. Opportunity knocking, you better let him in. Knocking, so let him in.
Oh, yeah.
Knocking, so let him in. That's right, I'm knocking, so let him in. Opportunity in the flesh, knocking, so let him in.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, so let him in. Knocking, nigga, so let me in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let him in. Opportunity in the flesh, knocking, so let him in. Dude, I'm the coolest fly nigga, no stewardess. How this nigga doing it, then them niggas pursuing it. Used to be a hooligan, money nothing new to him. Now my pocket's fat like a motherfucking Buddhaman. But they ain't where I came from, never with the same hoe. Nowadays, niggas sweet like a mango. Forget a hater, fuck y'all like bang bros. Pistol on me, make a nigga do a tango. Ha, okay, money on my
my mind frame. Opportunity knocking, it's like a mind game. I got the rollie, yo, holy moly, the time change. And I'm a dog, but can't remember my vet name. Damn, I hear the hood coming back again. Treat them like the nigga David and let them in. I say let them in. Treat them like the nigga David and let them in. Knockin', so let them in.
On 42nd Street with 20 people in it. Everybody dead but me. It wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. I signed my first deal at my dope spot. That's why the streets named me after Coke Rock. 50 of us, 49, caught 7-5. That's why I say the nigga Chris saved my life. I'm a violator, so don't violate. Work the Chi Ali, why for God's sake would this man have to take his life? And now his kids gotta pay the price. I always loved you if I never told you, and can't describe in words how much a nigga owe you. I know you couldn't stop the 50 shit, but I ain't never look at you no different, Chris. You was my mentor, you started me. That's why you'll forever be a part of me. I pray to God to forgive him. And when you get to heaven, tell Pun we miss him.
Goodbye, goodbye, so long, farewell. But it's not the end of the chapter.
Interview and have had to stop talking. It's not often somebody gives you a shot wanting nothing in return but to see you pop off. And who's next was the stage I remember I hopped off in. The first person I saw had red hair and thick glasses. He said, congrats, Joe, you kicked asses. I can't believe I'm really writing this verse. Man, we was just laughing at the Seaport with the click macking. Sorry, Addison. I'm sorry, Coltrane. Sorry, Hot 97. I'm feeling your pain. SOBs, I had to slide through. That slideshow made him slide down my face. Yeah, I cried too. Thanks for believing I could be a sick rapper. This is a farewell, yeah, out of Chris Nadler. And I know you summer jamming in the sky. But from everybody down here, goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye. So long, farewell. But it's not the end of the chapter.
Could've sworn it was a dream, but in reality it hit me like a nightmare. Or at least that's how it seemed. I just got a grip on our relationship. We was ironing things out, started picking up steam. And when we didn't need it, when it all got heated, and we both said some things that we probably didn't mean. The God intervened, guess what was at stake? But we left nothing over, he put more on the plate. She came home from the doctor with news I've been wanting. Said family was incoming, she pregnant twins coming. But that's gotta be a lie. She sighed, couldn't stop the tears coming from her eyes. That birth control she on for them is suicide. As long as it's still inside, two of them wouldn't survive. Hard turn from memorable to cynical. Picturing clothes for what would have been identical. Similar outfits, similar names. My deceased kid, ultrasound in a frame. So I'm deprived of my chance to be a better dad. Staying at my twins that I never had. Just here looking up in the sky. Goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye. So long, farewell. But it's not the end of the chapter.
So we hopped in his caddy and turned corners on us. Turned on us out the clear blue. His last memory of his son is seeing me through his rear view. I still love him, yo, but I love his brother Mo. My uncle showed me love no one can know. Young and poor with a tougher road to suffer. Hunger was nothing but uncle would hold us down. Help moms lift the mother load. I got grown and I used to wonder what it would be like to speak to pops as a grown man. He provided that feeling, told me to take my career into my own hands. He was there when I had no fans. My cell phone rings, and after I answer, a voice says your uncle's been diagnosed with cancer. Worst news in my life, him and chemo going 12 rounds with a disease, and they both losing the fight. I'm rushing up to see the sign, I'm praying for a miracle. I don't want to see my idol die before he did. The look in his eyes said, even though you just got here, goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye, so long, farewell. But it's not the end of the chapter. Goodbye, goodbye, so long, farewell. I'll see you again in the afterlife.
MC, MC, it's all in me.
This Top G, DMP. Live from Early Street. You ain't got it. You're late already. VA in the building. Two up, two down. Down.
Just at my knees. This is a whisper. come true, Dragon Ball Z. I put in the work, I get it moving. I take on the church with Houston. Passing the mic, pitching no look. All on the same page, different notebook.
Could never run away from the truth. Took a good look in the mirror. Could never run away from the booth. It's all written. Death was God given. The team is hard hitting. Your dogs is all kidding. Locks is all pitching. Sign even at nighttime. Headed the wrong way. Lies through me, your lifeline. Dust full of sissy. Cup full of Remy. Till the wheels fall off. When the sink go empty. Use car limits.
What's going on? This is the Gwen Stefani of rap. MC Amah Radio, Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. My name is Destroy, and you tuned in to Real Hip Hop, Real Talk, MCMIReport.com. Go in, wild out, spaz, tell your mother, tell your father, this situation, this MCMI Radio, hose them down, all right? Hopefully everything is fantastic in your life, and if it's not, tune in. In
MCMI,
Yao Ming, Destroy, peace.
MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk. We're back. GMS and LR Blitzkrieg.
Yeah, man. We killing them this week. We killing them this week.
Yeah. Mike Malice is going down.
The music is just anybody that says hip hop is dead needs to be shot in the head. This shit is, we're killing them right now.
Yeah, it's definitely a resurgence. I'm kind of happy. I don't know if the songs that we're playing, if they're blowing up regular FM radio. I hear them on XM radio, and of course, I get them from the websites.
Yeah.
I hope it's penetrating through commercial radio and video stations also.
You know, most of these artists are working hard, putting out this music. It's not getting mainstream play, but the people that they want to hear it are hearing it. So that's why you have to follow these people on Twitter when they decide to put out new music. You have to, you know, follow blogs like MCMI Report. You gotta follow stuff like Two Dope Boys. You know, you gotta follow the battle blogs like, you know, Poison Pen TV, and you gotta follow these things because that's where you're gonna get this music from. And most importantly, you gotta buy these people's music, because if they can't make a living off of it, if they can't support themselves, then they can't make this great music for you. So make sure that you're not just downloading all this shit and, you know, not going out to people at the shows and not going and buying the music when, you know, they're asking for, you know, 99 cents a song, or they're asking for, you know, $10 for an entire album that they, you know, most likely didn't have a big budget for and had to come out of pocket for, you know, some stuff. These are underground artists that are doing it for the culture and for you. That's why we here at MCMI Report, we support these artists.
Word. And these artists don't compromise in their music, you know. And that's what you want to support.
Yeah.
So that it continues, you know. So let me run down some of the stuff we played for you. You can find these joints on mcmireport.com. If it's not on the first page, you know, if it's not the most recent blog, there's a search. Just type in the artist name. It'll pop up. But a lot of these are right on the front right now. Shout out to Pac FM, by the way. That was his instrumental from his single Nasty. So shout out to Pac, Q5 Music. But we listened to Talib Kweli's joint featuring Ace Hood. That was Let Him In. And that was off of Talib's Attack the Block mixtape. Now,
yeah, he just came out
with a mixtape.
I downloaded
it, but I didn't listen to it all yet. But that joint is slamming.
Yes, it's a nice lengthy mixtape. You'll definitely, you know, get some good listens in off of that. It's got a lot of features. He goes in, great beats. It's a good one.
Definitely. We also played DCM, Underground Rocks featuring UG and Rockness.
Now that one I never heard before. That shit is crazy.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with DCM and, or even what that stands for, but the reason why you put features on your record is people will be like, oh, Rockness is on there. Let me check it out. Oh, UG is on there. And it's a banger. The beat was hot, right?
Of course, Rockness is the Rockness monster from Helter Skelter. And a lot of you might have forgot or maybe don't even know UG, also known as Underground from the group, the Cellar Dwellers. Cellar Dwellers was big back in the early 90s. They were on Loud Records. They put out, wow, what was the name of their albums, G? They had
one album was Realms and Reality.
Yeah.
And I love that album.
Can't remember the name of the other one, but they're definitely cool people. We've known them forever through the Lyricist Lounge and just, you know, underground New York hip hop.
Word. And you know,
shout out to Phantasm Tall Man.
These artists, you know, the whole Boot Camp Click and Duck Down Records, that's all independent. As large as they feel to us, because they've taken over the scene and putting out so much dope music, and they've been on the scene, you know, for a long time. That's not a major label push. That's like artists and their people that got together and said, let's form a company and let's, you know, let's make it happen. And they really did good. And Cellar Dwellers, you know, they got their start at Lyricist Lounge. Shout out to them. And, you know, they've got picked up, got their deal on Loud. And, you know, they like really made an impact. A lot of people try to front on artists that don't go platinum. But I happen to know that the Cellar Dwellers projects sold at least between 200,000 and 300,000 copies each. They had two albums.
Yeah.
So they surpassed gold. If you add their albums together, it's like 600,000 copies. That's not a small amount of people that know who these people are, you know?
Yeah,
the
man.
The music was always banging. And that's without a super major label push, you know? That's just based on the streets, word of mouth, you know, and underground. We also heard a new Slaughterhouse joint. You could tell them about that one.
That Slaughterhouse joint is off of the mixtape that they put out right before they put out the album called On the House. The name of the album is Welcome to Our House. But On the House has that joint on it. Well, it doesn't actually have that specific version, because that version has a verse from Fat Joe at the top of it. They remixed it right after Chris Lighty died. And, you know, of course, Chris Lighty is the one that helped get Fat Joe his start. So once, you know, when Chris Lighty died, he wanted to do a tribute to him. And, he, you know, they topped it up with Slaughterhouse and they made that remix. Everybody on there has, you know, a touching verse about somebody that they lost. But this one, they did the remix, especially because of Chris Lighty. You know,
right,
shout out
right.
to him. R.I.P. to Chris Lighty. He just had his funeral the other day. Everybody showed up. Everybody was there. Lauryn Hill was there. 50 was there. Russell Simmons was there. LL Cool J was there. You know, just everybody, because he was such a big influential part of hip hop culture.
Word, definitely. And then we also heard a new one from DMP, which you selected, and I don't really know too much about that one either.
Oh,
but
man.
It was definitely hot.
It's All in Me. That joint is off of their mixtape, Live from Early Street. You can definitely get the whole Live from Early Street mixtape off of MCMIReport.com. DMP's out of Virginia. You know, they're fronted by the super producer, Knox. He makes all of their tracks. He's a beast. He's worked with Dre. He's worked with everybody. And, yeah, it's just that's one of my favorite joints. I just love that beat.
Cool. So we have Substantial. I'm not going to front like, oh, he just walked in the room. I spoke to him earlier and pre-recorded an interview about his album that just dropped this Tuesday. That's new music. I think we have a promo single up on the blog right now, so you can check out from Substantial, as well as Homeboy Sandman and Javier Sparks, I think I'm saying that name right. That's a hot joint, and that's just to get some buzz, and then you can go check out his actual album, Home is Where the Art Is. So you're going to hear that a little later coming up. I think we're going to rock some more music, or what's the deal? Maybe we should give out the phone number. If you want to call us up and talk about these songs or just talk about anything topical right now, you know, having to do with hip-hop, give us a ring at 646-478-3599. 646-478-3599. You don't have to necessarily go live on the air. You'll be prompted and you'll let them know if you want to speak to us or if you just want to listen to the show on your cell phone or want to talk to us off the air. We'll holler at you while the music is playing.
And
so
if it's something crazy that you want to hear or you want us to put on the website or you just want to shout us out and, you know, let us know how we're doing or, you know, what you think of the show. If you don't like it, well, fuck you, but you can say what you want, whatever. You can always hit us on our Twitters. The site Twitter is at MCMI Report. My Twitter, LR Blitzkrieg, is LR underscore Blitzkrieg. And GMS, you can tell.
Mine is at GMS underscore MCMI. So it's just easy. It's me and MCMI. So, yeah, definitely hit us up about whatever, you know. We have a lot of things going on. We've got recording, studio time, the book. We've got the website, the radio show.
Oh, the barbecue. Let's talk about the barbecue.
Talk business with us. Word. Yeah, there was an event. Which day was it? Was it Saturday?
It was Sunday.
It was last Sunday. It was, right, yeah. The day after. The next day was a holiday, Memorial Day, all that, Labor Day. So, Labor Day, right? Not more.
Yeah.
I get those two confused sometimes because I feel like they're similar type of holidays. But, yeah, man, that barbecue is crazy. It was Stone Brown Studios, which for those of you that don't know is in partnership with MCMI, and we formed MCMI Studios. And we basically direct artists that need really good studio time and engineers and mixes through that spot, and the music comes out banging. So hit us up if you're ever interested in that. They have an annual barbecue indoor-outdoor showcase and off-the-hook party, and this year was the fifth annual one, and it was really dope. They usually do it at their location in Brooklyn, Carlton Avenue off of Flatbush, but the last year or two, it was so packed in their spot that, you know, in the spot that has the studio in it, which also has a nice backyard and had the barbecue and all, but it was so crowded. And they felt like the location was getting too much wear and tear and it was just too big. So they moved it. So they moved it not too far away, a few blocks away on Fulton Street. And I can't remember the cross street right now, around Fulton and Classen. And they had rented a spot, a gallery that had an indoor, you know, spot and then a nice big backyard. And they even had a VIP room. It was kind of dope. And it could just hold a little bit more people and it was more comfortable because it was a professional place. It wasn't like your place of business where you don't want to damage stuff. It's a gallery. People go there. And
yeah, and they had performances by, what was her name? Was it? She was Sparrow's daughter.
Oh, right,
I think her name was Phoenix. Phoenix, she was Sparrow, you know, Mighty Sparrow, a reggae artist. She came through, she rocked. Another artist named Zinya, she came through, she rocked. MCMI affiliate, Mr. Mech, he rocked, he did some stuff. Matter of fact, we got to play his joint, the new joint that he's got with Bishop Lamont and Black Milk. I'm going to put that in the queue. We definitely got to play that joint. But, yeah, it was, you know, it was just a big, nice event, no problems. Everybody was having food. We was partying, getting drunk. I had the worst headache ever the day after. You know, so shout out to Stone Brown / MCMI Studios.
Shout out to Fritz and shout out to Dennis.
Yeah.
You know, who definitely. Behind that.
Definitely. DJ Fritz, Dennis Mitchell, the best engineer on the planet. If you ever want to work with him, you can just go to mcmireport.com and click on the MCMI Studios link, and you'll get the information on how you can get some studio time booked with him. He is one of the best. He's worked with tons of artists that I could name. You know, his sound quality is really good, and all those guys over there are real good people.
Yeah, they also have some video directing services and other kinds of related things. So definitely go check them out. What else was dope? You know what else is dope about the barbecue is food was free. And this is the way you throw a party, people. It was only $5 in advance. You go online, get an advance ticket. It was $10 if you showed up at the door, right? Drinks were mad cheap, like $4, $5. And there was turkey burgers, hot dogs, chicken. People were just making food all over the place. So the food was free. And at least 200 or 300 people ate food before it ran out. Like, they were very well stocked. It didn't run out in the first hour. And that puts everyone in a good mood, you know.
You teaching everybody how to throw a good barbecue? Is that what you're trying to do?
Hey, I wasn't impressed.
It's over.
The turnout. And you know what else? It was not even a sunny day. It was overcast. It kept drizzling before the event, and then it cleared up. And they were like, "Oh man, I hope people don't decide not to come out." Are you kidding, man? The last 4 years, the Stone Brown Barbecue has been so ridiculously off the chain with the type of people that come through.
I'm gonna tell you,
nobody was missing that.
I'm gonna tell people how to throw a good party, a good barbecue. You get some food, you get some liquor, you invite a bunch of hot women, and then you Twitter @LR_Blitzy and @GMS_MCMI. You invite us, and I swear it's going to be on and popping.
That's funny, man. Yo, so let me give the number out one more time, and then we're just going to go back into the music. If you want to talk, 646-478-3599. It's the name of the show is MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk, and let's just get it in with this new music. All right, we'll be back. MCMI Radio.
This is what you really want.
Turn me up, Ali.
I know your image of me is what I hope to be.
Black lip, bad sir, pass me your password so I can hack inside your brain. See, I too have gone insane. Before I fall, I'm sure to curse you all in Jesus' name. Lead shower and a pebble hour, bitch, stand the rain.
What you really want?
Let me get it back, Ali.
What we doing? If you don't know, I'm about no moon.
Yeah, I'm good.
No cruise, no party, no clip. If it ain't about TE, I don't wanna hear this shit, bitch.
Look inside my parking garage and see a collage of every person I despise since the moment I turned 5. Calculate my steps and strategically took my time. Even falling off, I land on the ass of Nicki Minaj. Eat that pink pussy like it's Friday. Bust one, Roman reload, then smoke the Sade. And somebody tell Rihanna too, I need that vagina too. Don't fucking take me for some kind of fool. I'm kind of the reminder of knowing Compton ain't kind of cool. Good kid, mad city, mountaintops, couldn't see my views. Countertops, we hop over, hit the register, then we move. I hope this shit can register on a regular Zoom before I climb this pedestal and make you catch my fucking stool. K-Dot, leave you grieving on evening news. Even when society break even, I'll break rules.
I told niggas, caught racks, then I told niggas. Fold niggas like clothes and droves, nigga. Homie chose to go toe-to-toe, I had to break his leg. Like a cliche to rock a show, is that over your head? Niggas stretching the truth like they choose to do yoga instead. Either that or they depressed, eating yogurt in bed. Solar system, grab a space shuttle and stay subtle. The bad spit the bait, I'm straight, you a gate cover. I ain't thirsty for the deal, way to make them pay double. Anxious when there's bacon on the table, I need a mustard. Basic like cable to a satellite dish. You was running LA, now you out of there like fish. What can I say? I'm a bastard with black lips, black shirt, black shade, long black dick. I'm off with dog, I'm trying to bargain shop at Saks Fifth. Swung two axes and knocked the earth off axes ass.
Suffering is in fabric, I won't have it. When a gun's wrong, but it's
about it. Yeah.
No, my niggas moving. You hesitating to hit the lick. What the fuck is you doing? Yeah.
Perpetrating. Bitches popping Percocet and percolating. Freelance for God, but do the work of Satan. Whatever works. I'm clever with the words, if you haven't noticed yet. Light years ahead, I'm writing. I like to get oral sex. Soul brother number one plus one. Getting fed like where drugs and guns come from.
All we do is do it. Shitting on the competition. Taking heads off. Just Hannibal left the music. You niggas don't move me. You niggas just move me. Cut straight to them credits and hit you with a Uzi. Come off from the doonies. Your bed full of toonies. Get home, smoke, poke on some coochie. I'm just fucking around. Enough with them fairy tales, but I'll bust heads for real. Go ahead. I'm J-Rock, you little niggas beneath me. How you gon' dance with the devil with your left feet? Feet thinking you sweet, but you weak. Talking out of turn and leave all of your teeth in the street. Mama taught you better. Never clash with a giant unless you gave it. Remember, my nigga, I'm not gon' lie. I'm finna raft to this titan. Hit some water, call it Poseidon. Wig out and hit your ass with a trident. Money on the table, my nigga, you know I'm all in. If rap was a drink, you wine, nigga, I'm all gin. 100 proof, recruit 100 troops, you love this bad boy. No fluke, my nigga, you know that's what us hunters do. Inside up, Watt City mayhem. Choppers that spray in from AM to PM. I'm the silent assassin of the four-headed dragon. Black MP blasting a 50 out the back of the Benz wagon. Coke tagging, whack rapper, all GP. You can't see me, your vision ain't 3D. You smoking on that seaweed, you rolling up that kiwi. In the backwood lighted, we high for like 3 weeks. You mad for that pussy, but we always get free beans. Topped off that hoe, and throw it like a frisbee. It's history. You know the night and day is ours. Top dog conglomerate, high power, bitch.
Is this what y'all really want? Is Black Hippie shit what y'all really want? When I'm in interviews, don't ask me about no clones, no proxies, no clues. Don't tell me who's getting it. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I just made 6 figures of taxes, nigga. I'm 6 days. On some independent shit.
Feeling brand new. It ain't the lean, no costing, no attitude. I'm so clean, not even a tattoo. Laser beam on point like Stacey Adams' shoes. This is please, yeah, you dripping swag goo. Speaking of cream, we know that cash rules. We going green, this money is all natural. That TBO music stay in your system like fast food. Turn it up. Joyride of the fourth kind. Fresher than fluoride, how your voice shine. You on that oink swine, blind cripple crazy. If it ain't in your speakers when you whipping daily. When you rolling with your fam. You know you gotta do the opera hands. Whether you YOLO or rolling with your man. You know you gotta do the opera hands. Now, one hand went behind the wheel. Two hands went the passenger. Slow-mo like when Ricky Dotter flying like you Captain Kirk. Fingertips up on the hips, don't slip when you went back of her. Back and forth, two-stepping, yeah, that's what this track is for.
When you
rolling with your fam. You know you gotta do the opera hands. Whether you YOLO or rolling with your man. You know you gotta do the opera hands. Now, one hand went behind the wheel. Two hands went the passenger. Slow-mo like when Ricky Dotter flying like you Captain Kirk. Fingertips up on the hips, don't slip when you went back of her. Back and forth, two-stepping, yeah, that's what this track is for.
Black op era block party with no sirens. Only ones crying is the hydrants. Nobody co-signing us. Cause we don't need nobody co-signing us. No Zimmerman peeking through the blinds. It's high slopes and pyramids peeking through the miners. When epidemic hit, we standing strong like Barcelona. The people entering like this was a phenomenon. Anything you dream, it is possible. Like ghosts climbing trees in Morocco, whoa. I had a dream, I was comfortable. With all my family and my team living Huxtable.
When you rolling with your fam. You know you gotta do the opera hands. Whether you YOLO or rolling with your man. You know
you gotta do the opera hands now. One hand went behind the wheel, two hands went the passenger. Slow-mo like when Ricky Dotter flying like you Captain Kirk. Fingertips up on her hips, don't slip when you went back of her. Back and forth, two-stepping, yeah, that's what this track is for. When you rolling, rolling with your fam, you know you gotta do the opera hands. Whether you YOLO or rolling with your man, you know you gotta do the opera hands. Now, one hand went behind the wheel, two hands went the passenger. Slow-mo like when Ricky Dotter flying like you Captain Kirk. Fingertips up on her hips, don't slip when you went back of her. Back and forth, two-stepping, yeah, that's what this track is for.
I'm on that homicide, suicide, drama like Islamabad. Under God, going overboard like the Amistad. Ringing bells, it was 2012, back in 95. I made it out alive, now finally I've arrived. But still threw back to all my other blue-black people that sticking to it like mice to a glue trap. My words speak for itself, so I don't interrupt. I am an expert, this is no beginner's luck. If you denying the truth, then I don't give a fuck. Otherwise, get your hands and your antennas up. As we go into our initial descent, I'm alive, but only 50%. I wasn't listening to that intuition, now I'm in the system again. And I'm praying, God, give me the strength. I'm drifting into a dark place, trying to keep this part of my heart safe. My soul basically been shark bait. My body is
back. Fire blade, on a higher plane, going poltergeist, it's like the game.
I'm on that Armageddon, public devastation, coming to revelations. Rap Jehovah knocking pastors over while I pass the doja. Lord, forgive them, but I keep cutting these records like a sword was with them. Mixing it with the medicine, attempting to warn the children of what the future holds. Slaves of monatomic gold, seems the problem is atomic, but it's microscopic. So I'm courting hoes and pouring foes, it must be something more than this. Hopefully I'm immortal and I never need a mortician. All my thoughts is black. Quality on the track, my reflection is eternal, even if the mirror cracks. And I don't wear no watch, cause I ain't got no time. Solar system, this is astronomy, not a rhyme. We bringing the real back, y'all ain't had no spine, so spin the real back. Nigga, press rewind, soak it all in, that is until you dry. I'm throwing a piece and eating a piece of devil's pie.
We're in that fireplace, on a higher plane. Reading the Dianetics. This religion that I invented is really a way of life. These thoughts of freedom that I embedded is reaching you through the speakers. These poison animal leaders is weaker than niggas with fever and sweeter than diabetics. You're dead at trying to set it. They'll tie you up like a fetish. They'll gas you up like a letter to let it off. Till you wetter than spaghetti sauce or lettuce chopped up with your body left in the crevice. Read the revis, performing exorcism. Exercising the right to fight for the dedicated, concentrated, fused ass, left to listen. God is with them, like we started a mission, following God is wisdom. God is risen, like followers of Elijah, finding God in prison. We praying for that work, we need that occupation. Can I get a church from the congregation? If you're sick of the same conversation, you say you make it rain, but that's just conversation. In that fireplace, on a higher plane.
Green to and he found out I nicknamed her Nike. Crikey, when we play, a crocodile hunt your whole bunch. Hit them all with the stingray. Jack him for a swagger when I stab him with a dagger. Jab a jaw, you amateur. I blam it, you're back at your pow.
Vampire bitch trying to bite through my petrified wood. Drunk as fuck, it's evident. Pour any privilege on your bones. Now that's what I call an exoskeleton. Ex-president, excellent penmanship. Ex of your ex, sex was extreme. How she excreted excrement. Nasty, middle finger to you sucker niggas. I stand strong on the underground. Guess you could say I got substance, nigga. I sling leaves like Antonio Noguera. But this Beretta make you do flips like you study capoeira. Bet up a stack of better. I snatch your money, your pride, and your life, and curse your corpse like precious mama under pressure. I wrote your mom's a letter, told you you died with honor, but I lied to stop her from crying and calling cops, whatever. Brooklyn boss hall, Detroit all-star, shout to Mo Dirty and Marv 1, then my road dog.
MCM Radio.
Ooh,
look at that. Ooh, damn, those applause are loud. Let me know.
We just hitting them with joints and joints and joints.
Yes, y'all sir. Yes, sir. Heard. We just heard a plethora of dope new hip hop music. I hope you guys are appreciating it.
A cornucopia of audible treats.
Word. So let's tell them what we played so they can go look for them. Y'all know where to look for them, mcmireport.com.
So, you played that Black of the Bastard, right? That was the first joint?
That Black Hippie joint? Yeah.
Yeah.
You were telling me something in the break about that.
Yeah, someone had interviewed J-Rock and And one of the other cats from the TDE camp, from the Black Hippie camp. And they had asked them, so, you know, everybody is wondering, you know, when the Black Hippie Crew album is coming out. And he was like, never. He's like, you know, that's just not some shit we into. They interviewed Schoolboy Q, J-Rock, everybody except Kendrick Lamar.
Right.
And And Absol. And they were all like, nah, man. Fucking Schoolboy Q was like, it's corny, man. If we do it, it's just going to be corny. It's like, you never, like, you know, the hardest dudes, you know, try to put an album together. It just doesn't work. It's not going to be as strong as you expect it to be because you expect so much. And he just said that, you know, everybody, each one of the four are all, like, really concentrated on their solo projects right now. And I think J-Rock was just like, his first initial reaction was like, nah, it's never going to come out because he was tired of people asking him about it, you know, because they got their own solo projects that they're working on right now, which is understandable.
Right.
But then he kind of like.
I understand that. I understand the solo projects, but, you know, I don't think it necessarily. I think they can't live up to the hype.
You listen to Black Lit Bastard and you're like, come on, just give me 12 of those and I'll be happy. You know what I mean? Like, that song is amazing.
Right.
And you know they all have different styles, so.
Right. Well, here's what you do. You don't say, like, all right, everybody, let's all get together. We're going to be making an album now. And then put all that pressure on. What you just do is Every time one of y'all got a beat and you want guest appearances, you just holler at the other cat, say, oh, do this joint for something. Just make up a project.
And I think
and then just keep recording joints. And when you got like 8 of them finished, be like, yo, maybe we should just make one more, put it together, make this album or whatever. You know, just make joints.
I personally think it's kind of cool that they're a crew, but they only, you know, form that big, you know, conglomerate, like, monster on each other's solo projects and not, you know, come together and do, like, a full-fledged, you know, Black
right.
Hippie album. That works for me. I'm not mad at that, you know, because it gives you more anticipation for hearing them all together than if you got a whole album from them and you're like, okay, I heard that already. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Right, right. I will give you two nice examples, though, of crew albums that were pretty dope. And, you know, every individual member in the crew is really strong, and people did expect a lot and say, oh, there better be some ish. And now if it's not, you know, they're let down. And those two examples are, can you guess what I'm going to say? Two groups that just that. I'm not mad at them at all.
I don't know. Slaughterhouse?
Well, one is Random X.
Yeah,
Random X.
And
Slaughterhouse.
Random X wasn't a crew. True. And neither was Slaughterhouse, really. They're a super group. You know what I'm saying?
They weren't a crew.
It doesn't really count. That's more like a Hit Squad album or a Native Tongues album. You know, that type of album. Those two groups, they weren't really crews before they came together to make a group for the specific purpose of making an album.
Right.
You know,
who are some crews that are out right now? Because
the Flip Mode album was pretty good. The first Flip Mode album was kind of good. You know, there were some gems on there. There was also a couple pieces of trash. Sorry, Busta. But
right.
You know, the first both of the Flip Mode albums. I think there was two of them. Imperial and maybe it was just Imperial. I don't even remember. But I did like that album. Who else had a crew album? Fat Joe's.
But I don't mean a crew album. You're going back to the 90s. You're going of all time. But I'm saying who are the crew, not albums, who are the crews right now that would do an album? Like,
what's
a crew that would you say?
Like good Music is putting out Cruel Summer in a couple of days.
And that's everybody on the label. Okay.
Yeah. There's the Maybach Music Group crew. They got a...
Does that count? Because you're naming labels like YMCMB is another one, too. But it's like if you just put everyone on the label together, is it really a crew? Because a lot of those people, you know, few of them might have known each other and recommended and put people on. But some of them, they just met because they got signed to the same label.
Yeah, it's a good way to debate it. I mean, you've got the mastermind behind it all of each of one of them that decided that these are the people that they want to bring into their camp. But it wasn't like they were, you know, that it formed organically. You know what I mean? Like
right.
A lot of older crews did when they formed crews. It was just people that hung out together and people that vibe together, and then they decided to form a crew.
Right.
Whereas the crews nowadays are just, you know, okay, the label head, like a Kanye or a Lil Wayne decided, I want to sign these people, and now this is my... It's different now.
Right.
So that's a good debate. We should put that up on the site.
Word. So what else were we just now playing? The Black Opera joint, Opera Hands.
Man, I don't know nothing about that joint.
Joke.
I heard it, and I was like, I got to play this. And I got it. But it's a group called Black Opera, and they're pretty dope, man. That song I'm definitely feeling. We'll get some more information for you on that on another date, and we'll
blog it. And LR Blitzkrieg will post it up on the MCMIReport.com later.
Just putting it all up on me. Right.
It'll be up there by tomorrow morning, won't it, Blitz?
it'll be up there. I don't know about tomorrow morning.
Word. But let me see. Oh, we played Congregation featuring Black Thought and Ab Soul. Now, that's Talib's song. And
yeah.
Has Black Thought on it. That's already right there. That's a great look right there. And then it's got Ab Soul on it.
Yeah.
That was hot. And the track was hot, too.
That's another joint I believe is off of that mixtape that he just put out.
Right. So that is up right now. You can download. You get the whole mixtape. You get like over a dozen songs, including two of them that you heard today that were fire. So go download that off the site. Produced by Jay Rhodes. I'm not familiar with Jay Rhodes, but that beat was slamming, and they felt the need to put his production credit right in his file title, so I'm shouted out. Jay Rhodes, nice. We also heard PH, This Ain't What You Want, featuring Vicious and Marv One. Why don't you tell me a little something about that joint?
Who put that one out? That song is dope. Marv One, one of the dopest out of Detroit. He runs with, you know, D12, Eminem, everybody out in Detroit. He's done a lot of work with those guys. And he's also an ill battle rapper, just like PH is. And the other person on there was Vicious. And Vicious is, if you don't know, Royce the 5'9's little brother, who's also, you know, a top MC out of Detroit. So I don't remember what label put that song out. Oh, yeah, it was our label, MCMI Records. Yeah,
MCMI.
That song is off of PH's album, Know the Ledge, in stores now. Of course, you can always cop it off of MCMI Report. Plug.
MCMI.
Thank you, G. It's just a dope joint that PH decided to go down to Detroit and, you know, get to it at Illis and put it together. Shout out to Marv One. He, like I said, he's a dope battle MC. He had a battle not too long ago here in New York against Matt Hoffa that, although Marv is, I swear to you, one of the best battle MCs that I've ever seen, Google him and you will understand what I'm saying, but this battle against Matt Hoffa did not go his way. I'm just going to say that. But you can check that battle out on our fam's website, poisonpen.tv. Poison Pen, of course, of the Stronghold Click, also runs with URL. He used to be president of Grind Time East Coast, doing big things in the battle scene. So check out poisonpen.tv. We will also have him on MCMI Radio in the future.
He's definitely He's called in the past to debate us on that that Lupe Fiasco Trouble T Boy beat controversy, but you know we're gonna have him as an actual guest so he can speak about all his websites, albums, battles, and things that are going on that he's putting together. So in the near future, shout out to Poison Pen.
Yeah, check out his album. His album that came out a few years ago called The Money Shot. That's a dope album.
Word, yeah, that was slamming. So. We're going to play. We're going to hit you with like two more joints.
Yo,
we guarantee
I'm
you
gonna
you're going to be happy with these.
I'm going to put in requests for these two joints. I want you to play. I want you to play the joint by my man, I Am Many. Right? I Am Many, by the way, people, he has a show coming up with MCMI affiliate Tone Deaf. That show is on Friday, September 21st at Drom in New York City. It's only $12. It's a special birthday celebration for I Am Many. He's doing big things now. He's got a pretty ill T-shirt line himself, and his album SIN, which is also an acronym for Strength in Numbers. He just put that album out. That album is dope. You can get that on his
Creative Juices
Bandcamp. And on, I believe, on Creative Juices. But, like
label.
I said, his show is September 21st, starts at 11:30, and he will be performing. Tone Deaf from Q&5 Music will be performing. It's only $12. You can definitely hit up the website, and we'll have info up there for that. And the second joint I want you to play is this joint I found on the new Slaughterhouse album. We played a joint off of their mixtape, but we didn't play something off the new album. And this one is called Flip a Bird. And I think the song is sick. But also, for another show, just to give y'all some more information about, you know, where you can see these people live, Slaughterhouse was supposed to have a show a couple weeks ago here in New York, in Brooklyn, actually. And the place, brand new place, hadn't even opened. This was going to be one of their very first shows, and the place got flooded. We had massive rain, and the front of the place got flooded. So the show got postponed. But they are doing the show September 8th with Freeway as a guest, Pharoah Monch as a guest, and DJ Soul will be spinning. It's going to be crazy.
Okay.
That show, again, is at The Well in Brooklyn, New York, September 8th. Doors open at 5. It's an early show. Show starts at 6, and the event is over at 10. So if you come in, get there early. We'll have information up on the site for that, but you can also just, you know, Google Slaughterhouse in Brooklyn, and you will get the information for the show for September 8th. It's $25 to $100. So if you're a big dog, you can get the VIP seats, and if not, you can chill down in, you know, the regular pit with the rest of us.
Right, right. Okay, so I want to remind everyone who tuned in because they saw Substantial's name in the episode listing for this week. We will be talking with Substantial shortly, right after this next segment of music. So that's on the way. And I want to shout out a couple of people that I don't always remember to big these people up, and they're very important to what we're doing here on MCMI Radio. First is Bad Seed, who is the director of Six Man Radio and the founder of Six Man Radio. And basically, he created a network, a team of people to do these shows, and Friday nights is MCMI Radio, and there's different shows. Shout out to The Woodshop, which is another show that's on here, Poetic Designs. Shout out to Jazzy. I appreciate the tweet. I saw that earlier, retweeting about the show tonight. And Bad Seed's own show is tomorrow, is Saturday, 7:30. And he has some crazy guests. He's had DMC up on his show. Who else? MC Light, Pete Rock, Smith & Wesson. You know, like, he's really got some awesome interviews. So check out who's on tomorrow on his show. At just, you can do a Google search on Six Man Radio. I don't have the link because it's kind of a long link right now, and I don't want to run it off. But also hit him up at @ Nicholas Cage, NiggalisCage _. Put an underscore at the end. Definitely check his show out as well. I also want to shout out DP1 from Turntable Annihilus and Heavy Hitters.
And the plans and the MCMI official DJ.
Word, word. DP1 hooked up those scratches that you hear when we play our theme music, our intro music. He's the one doing the cuts. Did that a couple of years ago for us, for some other things that we're doing, and we use him for the radio show. It came out really crispy. So big up to him. So we're going to get into this music, and we'll come back with interview with Substantial afterwards, all right? So you're listening to MCMI Radio, real hip-hop, real talk. This is GMS and LR Blitzkrieg.
Yes, sir.
So I also have some more music to rock after the Substantial video. So we're definitely hitting with you with a lot of bangers. There's more new music on the way. But we're going to get into I Am Many. Yes, I Am, featuring Nems, another dope artist out of Brooklyn, by the way. MCMI Radio, call us up if you want to comment. 646-478-3599. We'll be back.
Hey, sinner, here.
A new member.
I'll ask it again. Is there a sinner, here?
Yes.
We have a sinner with us here. Are you a sinner?
What do you want me to say?
I am.
Crown me the king, I'm out for all. I function off coffee and alcohol. So if a fucking fuck up the function, I can't be held accountable. My motherfucking ego is enormous. Many relight into the dormant. Shit, all they need is one mic, and it gives you the illest performance. Resourceful and brilliant. The mighty Santa Cruz is militant. When the concept of volume many is nothing short of brilliant. You ain't too poor to pay me if you can't afford to feel it. You put out a hit on a beat and you know I'm sure to kill it. I was slaughtered the realest of the niggas to ever do it. I got better music, the more clever this song, the stronger the movie. I suggest you get a clue better yet through the knowledge and who you step into, cause disrespect and will get you severed and left in two. I wouldn't reprimand me. People play me, just try to scare me. Shotty standing dressed in black, come out of every nook and cranny. They all up on you, but waiting orders to put it on you. Able and willing and more than willing and able to harm you.
Fuck a rhyme, say me
time and just cut yourself. I raw Peter, tell Paul to go fuck himself. It's fuck your life, killer Tony, there ain't nothing. Now I'm coming gunning. These niggas is running, or they duck and yell. You a beginner, I'm a sinner, all up in the center, eating beats for dinner, shitting out bars for breakfast. Retard, reckless. Run up on you with that motherfucking Glock 4. Let me borrow that necklace. I am the roller motherfucking N-E to the M. Hola S, nigga. I don't need it yet. These niggas ain't bleeding yet. It's real hair. And these niggas is faker than a chia pet. Bottle of pills. That's 5 G's in my pocket, nigga. You 35 working at Mickey D. Stop it, nigga. I'm a dropper, nigga. Shawn Michael rocker, nigga. Last disciple holding a rifle. I'm a prophet, nigga.
Surround beneath the rocks, his foundation collapsed. Trouble is dampened down under his kingdom's crumbling. His walls are fragile, okay, so what? His looks are solid stone. For the temple made of flesh and bone. I can disassemble with little hassle. For I see through it all. I see through the wall, the echo of the rocket resonating through his hollow wall. The size of my, is this the nighttime? Cousin and life is time.
If I don't like you, I might invite you to fight, but it's time to stop.
Time is a bomb, a bomb, the time is bad. If a fucking rapper, flapper, good clapper. But my guy himself, me not for nothing, I himself.
How you mind, you might fucking tie. Coming on the mic, I'm beside you, it's kind of stuff. The kind of stuff that'll get your bitches vagina stuff. If it's a Friday night and I ain't trying to fight, I'm probably trying to fuck.
Thunder and lightning, he rocks the gates are opening. The godforsaken and spoken, evoking pandemonium.
You make your false claims and empty promises. The light inside of you is on its last breath and has grown dim. It is barely shining. It belongs to me now. Your days are numbered.
In the kitchen,
put in work.
On the flip a bird, flip a bird, flip a bird. Flip a bird, flip a bird, flip a bird. Flip a bird, flip a bird, flip a bird. Flip a bird, flip a bird, flip a bird. Flip a bird, flip a bird, flip a bird. Flip a bird, flip a bird, flip a bird. Flip a bird, flip a bird, flip a bird.
Said I'm here for money making. I done lost about all my patience. Beat almost all my cases. Thought I covered up all my bases. Bitches try to play you to somehow, some way. You figure it out. You fuck with Jay-Z, bitch, from back in the day. You might end up with reasonable doubt. You fuck with grimy bitches standing over you taking pictures while you sleeping, cause you passed out drunk after having a threesome. That'll give you a reason to trust no bitch. Quit rapping and just go get it cracking. About to push that white instead of that music. Seems like temple of profit, cause niggas gossiping like they world star. Empty your box up until I find you and empty your pocket. If I'm non-stop rhyming, I'm driving on I-95 or I am
kitchen.
I will cop a
kid. Put it.
If I did drugs or if they did me, now we was just doing each other. We was side by side like every day. Didn't care if we ruined each other. Back then it was so real. Fully automatic, it was overkill. I was on weed, I was on duck. Might have tried coke when I was on pills. My pockets had rabbit ears. My mind gone, wasn't on bills. Whole family disappointed in me. Can't imagine how they made my mom feel. Her one's missing, guns hitting. Sorry mama, your son's tripping. Got baggies scattered
in the kitchen.
Plus, you and dad was on the same road. Y'all just left, made it right. If I ain't learned to do the same, pour some liquor, say goodnight. Now I'm on this music shit, trying to get this paper right. If not, I'll be back
in the kitchen.
Let me get it now. On Twitter, they murder my mentions, cause they heard I was served by a circle of henchmen. Laying in a dirty ditch, that bullshit is further than eviction. They personal missions, worse than snitching to any person that listen. Now I wanna kill a hater, a middle finger by the refrigerator. Flip a bird in the kitchen, cause DJ Vlad, he was glad bullets went into me. To get traffic for his site, should've did him like MMG. But instead I called up Sway and we cleared that up on MTV. And now I'm back
in the kitchen.
But should I be? Cause I heard that slaughterhouse is about to cop that shady deal. I'm out here chasing that paper still. Push, push, coke and crazy pills. Me being shot online didn't stop my grind. Nigga, I don't mind it if I don't rhyme. I'm
in the kitchen.
I go cop a key and put it.
Flip a bird, flip a bird, flip a bird, flip a bird.
Natural. Good. Welcome back to the show. Last time we had you on, we were talking about your new supergroup, Phenom,
right.
And the joints they were dropping. You've done a solo album, Sacrifice. You had the EFAM project. You've been recently did some Dominion songs with Pac FM and Mr. Mech.
Right.
You know, your next solo album has been long awaited. So now it's dropping. Tell us what the name of the solo album is.
Solo album is called Home Is Where the Art Is.
Now that just dropped this Tuesday, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So how's it feel to let another one out of the bag?
Oh, man, it's been awesome, man. So far, the reviews, both from the critics and the fans, it's been awesome. Everybody seems to really dig the project. So, you know, like I knew before it was released that I really felt that it was my best work to date. So, you know, it's kind of awesome to see everyone kind of confirm what I was already feeling. So, bless.
Now, when did your last solo album, Sacrifice, come out? 2 years ago, right? When was that?
Sacrifice came out January 2008. Yeah, between this album and Sacrifice, I've released. I did a project with a producer named Burns out of Pittsburgh called Substantial Burns. Did the Bob Alloy stuff. We actually did the Bob Alloy album, and then we did like a remix project. I did the this little free project that came out a minute ago called Substantial versus Samurai Champloo. So been keeping busy, man. You know, I know sometimes I feel like there's a little a lot of downtime in between my solo projects, but you know, I'm always working.
But you've been giving us a lot of music in between that, and you just
right.
recently appeared on a single on someone else's project called Reloaded, and that's
right,
out
right
now as well. Not to take
right.
to distract from your solo album, but that song is up on the blogs right now. People are feeling that.
Right.
Tell
right.
us a little bit about that before we get into your new album.
Sure. Yeah. So there's this artist, my man Javier Starks, up and coming artist from the DMV area, and basically, you know, we started working together a little while ago, and you know, he asked me, talked to me about collabing on a project. So I'm executive producing a project. Him while I'm using, you know, some of my pool to gather production for him. I'll provide
okay.
a little song direction and everything, and I'm recording it, well, mixing it for him, and also executive producing it. So, and that song with Homeboy Sandman, myself and Javier Starks is actually a track from his album that he allowed me to release as a bonus track.
Nice.
I hope with you know, it was a good promotion for everybody involved. You know, Homeboy Sandman got a project coming,
right,
my
right.
album dropped, and then it helps introduce Javier Starks to the world. So, yeah.
It definitely introduced him to me. I'm feeling the record.
Right.
I've been a fan of Homeboy Sandman. I'm looking forward to having both of those guys up on the show in the near future. But let's get back to Home Is Where the Art Is.
Yes, sir.
What was the process of making this album? Was it produced by one main producer or different people? You know, give us an idea how you put it together.
Right. So basically, I reached out to Odyssey, asked him if he'd be interested in executive producing my album. Told him what I had in mind, and then soon after he began gathering production. A mixture of his own production and producers who he was familiar with, and you know, he basically would you know, after gathering the beats, we meet up, we start talking, you know, he break down like why he selected the particular beats. It was real educational for me, man, just kind of see how the brother worked, and you know, like basically, you know, the goal was to make sure that this record definitely was as cohesive as possible and really captured the whole feel of what we had in mind and stuff, you know, with it being, to me, like a tribute or whatever to the area that that I, you know, that I reside in. And so,
right.
I mean, just
I was going to ask you if there's a theme to the whole album, or is it a concept album, or, you know, is there like a general idea? Because the title, Home Is Where the Art Is, you know, it has some double meanings in there, you know. I'm not sure exactly
right.
how to take it, but it's interesting.
Right.
So,
yeah, so, I mean, you know, as far as the title's concerned, you know, that was a tricky situation in itself, because it was originally the album was titled Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, which is a little more literal, you know what I mean?
Right.
My last name being Robinson and me being an educator and then me talking about the whole thing. But, you know, through the process, you know, I discovered that Young Jock, or whatever, had a album like that was supposed to come out of the same title. Last thing I wanted was for people to be searching for my record and be seeing Young Jock record. So you know, I talked to Odd, let him know I was considering changing the title. Then I let him know what the new album title was going to be. Luckily, I mean, it's still tied in with what I had already done at that point. And plus, man, I really love that title, Home Is Where the Art Is, because just driving around Baltimore, you know, from seeing my family out there to doing shows and youth work out there, I was always around so much. You're always around so many crazy murals. Like, Baltimore has these really, really sick murals that they use to kind of beautify the city. And,
right.
Yeah, man, like, that in itself, for me, having an art background, just constantly seeing, like, you know, really dope visuals, man, it's just a boost for creativity. I actually, when I made the track, like, made a Google document of the track listing and literally took as many photos as I could of various murals. And, like,
right.
under the song titles, I would put, like, a mural that kind of, you know, that kind of, like, reminded me of the theme of that particular song. So, like, you know.
So, like that's like an inspiration wall.
Right, right. And yeah, man, it was real cool. And then, what we did was after, when we went to do the photo shoot, we drove around some of the different locations, shot a couple photos of the murals and shots with me walking by the murals or posing near the murals. And then the illustrator, my man Romain, he basically incorporated some of those images and blended it in with his own illustration to make like a real sick background for a lot of the art
okay.
he did. And
now,
that's how the whole project came together.
In the booklet or the digital art that comes with either the download or if you get the CD and the lineup,
right.
do you use some of those photos by them, you know, in their entirety, or it's only put together into the cover art?
It's mixed in. There's I think the most complete mural that you see is on the back cover of the actual CD. Where it's like a three-panel design. The actual mural is four panels. It's the season, you know, and basically there's a panel that represents, you know, summer. It goes through, it's like spring, summer, fall, and winter. The way we designed the back cover, though, you don't see the winter month. You know what I mean? So
that's the remix.
Yeah.
That's for the remix. For the next project,
right.
the remix project.
There you go.
Come on,
right.
the winter. And it'll be winter then, you know? So you'll be like, okay, it's colder. Put the other cover on.
Right. Hey, that's a great idea. I'll be sure
hey,
to
free one for you. You know, just give me a shout
right.
out. When people ask
right.
me about it, I'll be like, yeah, well, my boy G was saying, why don't you use the winter cover?
Hey, that's how a lot of great ideas happen.
So speaking of the cover art, who did the cover art? What's the guy's name again?
My man, Romain Jacques Legris.
Cool.
Trying to make sure I said his last name in the right order, but yeah, he's
people can go to our website to take a look at this cover. You can just open
yeah.
up another window and check it out while you're listening to this. It's real interesting. It's a portrait of substantial,
right? Yeah,
but
man,
it's you know, it's done in this style. I can't describe it, so go check it out. It's really dope.
Yeah, it's mixed media. He basically it's a mixture of photography, actual painting, like he actually painted portions of it, and it's used that with, you know, like Photoshop or Illustrator, whatever program he was using at the time. Like, so it's a mixed media piece, It's really a beautiful portrait, man. When he sent it to me, I was blown away. Definitely tight. But yeah, his cool. Yeah, definitely, man. He's an amazing artist. He's actually from France originally, but works in Hong Kong and stuff.
So this is not digitally created solely because he actually put paintbrush to paper or to canvas for this.
Yeah,
Is the original around somewhere and then he scanned it or photographed that or?
Basically, started with a profile photo of me, along with a few photos of some of the various murals in like little cityscape areas, and then basically like created a collage to make the background. Use the photo as a guide for the painting that he did, and then after painting like the outline of my face or whatever, casting that rough texture, he went back in. Scanned it, brought it into the computer, and then did some painting. Right. You know, has
like After Effects, basically. Like he added some more to it. Yeah.
Right.
That's dope. But just so people know, I really can call this cover art because it's not just digital artwork that you download. You're releasing this, and people might say, you know, what are you doing that for? But you're not only releasing it on CD. But it's even a vinyl release. Tell people about the vinyl, where that's available, and why you chose to release it on vinyl in this day and age.
Right. Well, you can copy the vinyl on undergroundhiphop.com, or you can copy it at fatbeast.com, because they actually distributed the record. The whole point of putting it out on vinyl. My first couple releases or whatever through Hideout Productions back in the day were strictly vinyl before my album dropped on CD. And although nowadays vinyl doesn't sell as well, at one point or whatever, you know, we were pressing up 5,000 copies of singles. And like several of my singles would sell out, you know what I mean, completely. Others or whatever would sell like somewhere around the numbers like 3,000 to 2,500 on the low. And so, on vinyl, exactly. Right. So this is before iTunes and all of that. So, I mean, I definitely have a fan base, enough people in my fan base who, like, if I do something on vinyl, they're going to cop. For example, we did our little, a little contest or whatever where the first 15 people to pre-order that album and send proof of purchase or whatever would receive actual vinyl, and like the amount of submissions we got just trying to get the vinyl or whatever for a lower price or win the vinyl was ridiculous.
Yeah, man, isn't it worth a lot? Because I mean, like, people sell CDs now on eBay for hundreds of dollars that are collector's items, out of print, rare CDs, but you can still make a burn of a CD off of iTunes or something. But a vinyl, like, you can't burn your own vinyl, and it's got the big cover and everything. Aren't these like worth a lot now?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, man. Like, number one, the analog sound, man, that you get with the vinyl as opposed to the sound you get with a CD. For those audio snobs out there, I mean, you can't beat it. But then on top of that, I mean, you know, like you were talking about the resale value. I mean, dude, like, I've seen, you know, old records or whatever from people, because I collect records as well. I mean, I've gone into like record stores to try to get like original pressings of like this little Miles Davis collection thing or whatever I found. And I mean, the joints used, box falling apart. They were trying to sell it to me $300. You feel me?
Like, not even.
I want to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not necessarily getting that paper, but I want people to be able to resell my records years from now and charge like an arm and a leg. Like,
if they see you at a concert and you actually sign a vinyl cover, then you really got something. You know what I mean? Like, even more, like, because, you know, 10, 20 years from now, these things are now collector's items. People, you know, their kids listen to them. They go, oh, I got my parents' record collection. They go through the old record, like, yo, go look it up online and find out, you know. The substantial vinyl is going for $100 on eBay, you know? That's kind of dope. Even like you said, even though the artist doesn't get the money. And Tone Deaf over at Q5, he talked about this on his podcast, how, you know, artists sell these things. it's flattering that a lot of money is being paid for your art, so people really are feeling your music and what you stand for. But it doesn't go to the artist, but still,
it's just part of the whole mystique of it. Right. I mean, you'd like to see that paper. It's like the flip side is you got that happening, and on top of that, you got people who are, as quick as the album comes out, put it up for free download. So it's like you're getting slapped in the face left and right. But at the same time, it's like you can kind of take it as a compliment as well. That people like your music enough to try to spread it around, or they value your music. Right. Or they value your music enough to when they do resell it or whatever. I mean, you just ain't in some dollar bin as opposed to a dollar bin, your records over here, like for instance, once I was in Tokyo, and they were selling used vinyl of mine or whatever, like Home Sweet Home, my first solo single, the joint was selling for like 5,000 yen. That's like almost $70 for used vinyl.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, it's a blessing, man, like that people value your music that much. It's an honor, and another situation I think of is when the earthquake in Haiti happened, and Q5 was trying to come up with clever ways to raise money, and so we basically were auctioning off pieces of vinyl, and I was able to auction off one of my singles for like nearly $100, the fact that people value it that much, but it was great, they were also trying to do something for a great cause, but they even consider paying $100, almost $100 for something I did. That's really flattering, man. It's, definitely an honor.
No doubt. So I'm curious, what's with the guest appearances on the album? Do you have, a lot of guest appearances, or is it all solo joints?
I want to say two MC guest appearances. Three MCs technically, but one of the MCs is just singing on the record. That's my man Kokai. He makes an appearance on the last song on the album. He actually sings the chorus on it. That song also features Kim Star, who's a BMD MC as well, real dope artist, part of the Low Budget crew, which is Odyssey's crew. And then the other MC features my man Asim, who's one third of Godzilla. Those dudes are, my brothers, man. I grew up with them cats. We all started
doing
this at the same time at the lunch table. In high school. So it was mandatory.
He definitely got
man.
Some heat. We put up a couple of Godzilla's songs up on the blog because we were feeling them. Doing their thing for the DMV.
Yes, indeed. Other features include my homegirl, Steph. She's been on since Sacrifice, she's pretty much been on every release I've done, actually.
That's your go-to singer, basically. Steph
yeah,
the songstress,
man.
Right?
Yeah, Steph the Sapphic songstress.
Shout out to her.
Yes, indeed. So she's on two songs on the record. Also got my, another QO5 artist besides Kokai, my man Deacon the Villains on the album, doing the chorus on a song called Makeup Sex. And that song also features my man Olivier Desol, who's a frequent collaborator of Odyssey.
Is he a singer?
Singer. Really dope singer, man, from the UK. Cool. So he's on the record. Got two DJs making appearances on there, DJ G.I. Joe, who of course you're familiar with. He's on
that's
the record.
That's the fam, of course. Yep.
Yeah. And then my man DJ Hav, who's my DJ down here. So, it's a couple features, but it ain't not just like I put a million MCs on it. I got different people doing different things. So, it's really dope.
So it's been a while. Let's talk about the music. It's been a while since your last solo album, Sacrifice. You said you feel like this is your best work to date. I'm sure you've grown a lot as an artist, as everyone does between albums. What are some differences between this album and Sacrifice?
To quote Mr. Mecca, my man, shout out to Mecca. When Mecca heard the record, he first thing he said, he gave me a quote for the record. He was just like, man, this is hands down your best produced record to date. So I wholeheartedly agree with that. Like the level of production that was chosen for the record was just massive. And that, in turn, like the one thing Odyssey pointed out to me, he was like, I think you're a great MC. He's like, you just don't always choose the best production to complement what you do. So that was like one of the main objectives while building this record. He's like, man, he's like, we got to make sure we pick production that's going to really bring the best out of you. And so I think he did an awesome job doing that, because every track I heard, like, I mean, when I sat down to finally write to it, man, like I put a lot of pressure on myself before I wrote every record, because I was just that impressed by
you. Yeah, man, it's like if you're playing on a basketball team and the four other people that you're playing with are scrubs, you're going to play weak. And if they're all nicer than you, you're going to play up. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
If you got Jordan on your team, you know what I mean? You can't slouch. You got to play to your highest ability. So it's good to work with strong partners and team members, you know, when you're putting something together. And definitely you guys feed off each other.
Right.
It sounds like you
right.
have a really, you know, good chemistry with Odyssey, and, like, he really guided this album, you know. And
yeah, definitely, man. Dude, the brothers,
like,
wise
the joint effort
years.
Really paid off.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So I'm going to play a couple of joints off the album, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some other things. But give me two songs that you think I should rock today. Now, one of them could be like, okay, I'm pushing this song, it's a single or whatever. But I want one that totally isn't, just another hidden gem off the album that you think the listeners will appreciate right now. Just give me another one.
Okay.
And I'm going to throw it out there.
Yeah, so See Here, that's the current single, the single that we made. Yeah, See Here is the track that we made available for free the day the album dropped. That features Steph the Sapphic Sausage. And it's just a really dope track. It's produced by my man Algorithm. I mean, you already know Algorithm is big.
Right, definitely. I want
then,
some beats from that.
Right. Who
holler at him for me?
Yeah, man. Well, hey, I'm working on it. So, as far as the second joint, man, it's funny, man. I've been watching, like, everybody talk about different songs and stuff. Two joints come to mind. Both are produced by Odyssey, but I'm gonna go with this song, Make Believe, just because a recent review, they ended the review by, like, saying something along the lines, like, let a man dream. And it was just because that song, what I talk about, is really like, it's like, I'm not walking around here with my head in the clouds. I work with kids every day. You know, I'm in the community, like, pretty much every day, seeing what the problems are and knowing in the back of my mind that no matter how much work I put in and everybody else puts in, that certain problems will just be here forever. But, like, I don't let that stop me from doing what I do, and so, and I'm still hopeful regardless. So that song, Make Believe, is kind of touching on that. But what makes it just real dope is the sample, that Odyssey chopped, man. Like, it's just a real dope record, man. Good old 3 minutes, 8 seconds of just brilliance, you know.
Oh,
like,
sounds like could be in the next single. You got the right length of time for radio, you know what I mean?
No
so
doubt.
So let's hear those joints. We'll play them both right now, and we'll be back with Substantial.
Yep.
MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk.
Hello? You are now in tune with Brooklyn's finest GMS on the ones and twos.
Yeah. Yeah. Algorithm, listen, yeah. What you hear when you hear this? Hey, what you see when you see me? I hear the struggle and the hustle, see the rumble in the jungle where the troubles never settle. When they rush you, on the double gear, yeah. What you hear when you hear this? Ayy, do what you see when you see me. I hear my brothers on the humble trying to bubble till they tumble. See them back on break each other, but they first I hear cussing, then busting, then the sirens. And I see suffering from domestic violence, but I don't hear solutions and I don't see you in there. But that's nothing new, son, if you ever been here. Sometimes I hear laughter, happiness, and peace, but I don't see it often. Just to say the least, when I see it, it is awesome. Always glad to hear it, and I'm proud of my people. Keep it up, that's the spirit. But then I get some bad news. Death has returned. See, murder's not the answer, but Bama's never learned. Kill each other over money and pussy, then see a sale. They frontin' like it's nothing, but from what I hear was hell. But then I see a smile on a child making moves. Actually following through on the righteous path that they choose. When I get that type of news, it give a brother hope. Like you served as my muse when I'm struggling to cope. So inspiring, yeah. So what you hear when you hear this? Hey, yo, what you see when you see me? I hear the struggle and the hustle, see the rumble in the jungle. When the troubles never settle, when they rush you through the double. Come on, yo, what you hear when you hear this? Hey, yo, what you see when you see me? I hear my brothers on the humble trying to bubble for they tumble. See them back on bring a shutter when they rise. Sometimes I rhyme simply to reflect the time. Hope and rhymes beat the mind of the dumb, deaf, and the blind. They don't see what I see, even when it's right in front of them. I know they don't hear me though, but I still got love for them regardless. I fuck with them because that's real unity. Remembering it's all for you, the better our community. Because I know I'm one of them, but that's not how they see me. But if you heard my whole story, you wouldn't believe me. Hard to believe what you see, harder to feel. What you hear, die on your feet. No retreat, some might be killed out of fear. Then your homies fill a beer and say your name, but this ain't Kwanzaa. Reminiscing on them better days while blazing ganja. Some might live longer before they act, they ponder. And slow it down for the fast, like maybe them a goner. So we down raising glasses in your honor. Hold it down, graduating med school with honors. And know we proud. What you hear when you hear this? Ayy, yo, what you see when you see me? I hear the struggle and the hustle. See the rumble in the jungle. But the troubles never settle when they rush you. Come on, double care. Yo, what you hear when you hear this? Ayy, yo, what you see when you see me? I hear my brothers on the humble trying to bubble before they tumble. See them back on like a shutter. I heard them when they told them that he never be nothing. Even when he told them his plan, they thought he was fronting. They never saw his vision, so how could they ever see him? Somehow, some way, he give them something to believe in. Dropped a couple flows, then he hit them with the CD. Rocked a couple toes, then he popped up on the TV. Hear him, it's a round sound. See the man in 3D. Now they got their hands out, begging him like feed me. Never finished college, but they stepped at him like teach me. This was long before any of y'all listened to Geezy. Look at him, you'll see me. Can you hear me now? Been building myself up, so no one can tear me down. Even now, got my eyes wide, ears sharp, finger on the pulse. Use my voice for express delivery, straight to your thoughts. However I observe it, whatever I seen, I heard it. Always find a way to word it for certain, till the picture's perfect for show. Ayy, yo, what you hear when you hear this? Man, yo, what you see when you see me? I hear the struggles and the hustle, see the rumbles in the jungle. When the troubles never settle, when they rush you on the double. Yeah, yo, what you hear when you hear this? Ayy, yo, what you see when you see me? I hear my brothers on the humble, trying to bubble before they tumble. See them take off like a shadow as they rise up from the rubble. Yeah.
I wish you were real instead of me.
Yeah. Where everything's fair, people live without care, unless it's trouble with health. We will all share this wealth, where our planet won't melt. Don't like the hand you put dealt, it's no biggie for real. You just tell them we deal, and you learn how to play your cards right from the day you saw light. If you make it all right in this way, your life will be great. So all I gotta say,
I wish you were
hey, I can dream, can I? Where my daughter could play, and there's no possible way she could be kidnapped or raped, then even hit like a stray. Where relationships last like a grandparent. Nobody slash, no transparent. Unbreakable soul, we be great as a whole. Unbreakable soul, to protect and control. Even making our goals, but it's fake, yeah, I know.
I wish you were
Hey, I can dream, can I? I'ma speak on it. Then come up with a plan and give the doors I got and sleep on it. And I just might pray before I rest. I
say, wish you were.
Hey, I can dream, can I?
Well, you wouldn't need drugs to get rid of your pain. All you need is love. We'll be more than the same. We will value our people and not the money they earn. We never stop growing, always looking for something to learn. And our women would know that they got wings up in the burn. You were beautiful long before you were fucking with herbs. Tummy tucks, implants, and such. Girl, I
wish you were. Hey, I can dream, can I?
When there's only crabs in your plate or in the sea, then maybe I wouldn't have bastards hating on me. Where hate don't exist, and happiness thrives. Where we struggle much less to live happier lives. We believe in ourselves like we believe in God. Wouldn't be up in jail like wouldn't be as hard. No, the dream is far-fetched, I guess, but I
wish you were.
Hey, I can dream, can I? I'ma speak on it. Then come up with a plan and give it all I got and sleep on it. And I just might pray before I rest. I say,
I wish you were.
Hey, I can dream, can I? Where people start wishing, start completing their mission. Where we overseas fishing, all we need is to listen. Where the industry stable, let people pay you your fee. Then maybe I will be able to do this, you work for free. Where there's no need for a center for alternative learning. Where the teachers will be worthy of the money they earning. Better education, constant elevation.
I wish you were.
Hey, I can dream, can I? I work toward it every day so I can make you see. The world I'm talking about ain't just gotta be make you see. So whenever you decide to do more to complain, maybe the world will change and send them over the same. Children in horrible pain, lost without any pain. Lost, trying to maintain cause they family flames. They need some dedication, even a better nation.
I wish you were.
Hey, I can dream, can I? I'ma speak on it. Then come up with a plan and give it all I got and sleep on it. And I just might pray before I rest, I say,
I wish you were real instead.
MCMI Radio, real hip-hop, real talk. We're back with Substantial. We just played two of his joints. See Here, which was sort of the single, and that one was produced by Algorithm. And then Make Believe, that last joint, Make Believe. Yeah, that was Odyssey, right?
Yeah.
On that one. Cool. Yo, those are dope joints, man. Got some heat. Everybody needs to go get the whole album. Home is where the art is. It's really dope. You can go to mcmireport.com and read a little more about it and click the link from there. You can see the cover art, or you can head over to Substantial site. What's your website, Substantial?
You can check my blog, substantialmusic.wordpress.com. The official site is substantial-music.com.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And do you have some performances coming up promoting the record? Where are you going to be at
next? Next month I'll be in Atlanta at A3C with heading down there with my boys Godzilla. We're rocking out down there, and also I'm performing with them one night, and then I'm also rocking with Mellow Music during their showcase as well.
Okay.
As far as other engagements, I believe November 4th I'm doing something with the Smithsonian Museum of Art here in the D.C. area. And then
nice.
Thank you. After that, heading out to Japan to rock out with Marcus D, do some promo for both the new album, but also do some stuff for promote some stuff for Bob Alloy.
I bet you're probably working on some new Bob Alloy after this album that we don't know about yet, huh?
Yeah, man. We're gearing up for our second full album. It's going to be real dope, man. It's real dope.
So you got the home front. You got the Japan fans. A lot of people all over the world, just because it's released in Japan doesn't mean only Japan is checking for that. Bob Alloy is a hit all over the place. So people can expect that next project. I guess you guys are not done yet. You got
not
some more music to put out, no
not
doubt. Dope. So that's kind of prestigious that you're rocking in the Smithsonian Museum.
Yeah.
Home is where the art is. Did the title of the record come into play when you were getting that booking? Like, did they think, oh, this is cool, this is an album about art, so we're going to put it in the museum?
That's what was mentioned in the initial email, man. They when they saw the title, they definitely, one, there were some people on the staff who were already familiar with me, and then the title just kind of solidified it.
Right.
You know, so it was kind of ill. And then it's like, besides that, I've also been building with various art collectors around the U.S. And around the world or whatever, trying to build and possibly set up shows here and there. So it's a good chance that over the next couple months, several of the shows that I'm going to be doing are either going to be at, like, art schools or, like, in venues that are, you know, like, connected with certain art collectors. So definitely going to be some, not just...
Hey, man, I think Young Jock did you a favor, because Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood is a nice title, too. I like that title. But Home Is Where the Art Is, it just by the right circumstances might be opening some doors in a different way, you know?
Yeah, without a doubt, I'll be sure to high-five him when I see him.
I know at first, initially you probably were like, ah, damn it, this guy.
Right.
You know, yeah. I know it's coincidence, but, you know, when you're about to release something that someone else got the name, that's got to be annoying. But Home Is Where the Art Is. That's what it is. It's definitely, you know. And the music is the main thing. The music is banging, so.
Thank you, bro.
No matter what the title is, you got a great project here, man. Over the next month, I'll probably play a couple more off of it. Just keep it out there. But people, a little taste. Hey, where can they go and purchase the album? You know, either whether they want to download or get CD or vinyl. You know, give that information one more time.
Yeah, they can cop the CD, or again, you can cop the CD at undergroundhiphop.com too. It's also available, you know, for people trying to go to a store and cop. FYE is supposed to be carrying it, so Barnes and Noble, places like that. If you don't see it straight up, y'all don't see it at some of your local retailers. Not a thing for y'all to ask. Some will let you order it at the store, or whatever, and have it delivered there. But you just order it online. Also check. MellowMusicGroup.bandcamp.com, I believe, has the lowest digital price for it, which is $7.99. So
nice.
Can't beat that with a bat. You know?
How many tracks are on the album?
12 tracks.
12 tracks, $7.99.
Hey, that's not a bad look.
Yeah, definitely. Hop it direct. You know?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's been great having you. Probably have you on the show several more times in the future, because you're going to keep putting out stuff with Bop Alloy and other groups, and come back with your next solo and all that stuff. But we'll vibe on the music until then. And let them know your Twitter.
Yeah, Substizzle. SUBSTIZZLE.
Definitely. Facebook or anything?
Yeah, facebook.com/substantialmusic. Definitely check me out.
Cool.
And I don't shun fans.
Word. So
as long as you ain't on
hit up Substantial, and anybody who's listening anywhere in the world, Substantial loves to travel, and he's toured many places in the world. He's not like a local artist that rocks his town. So get at him for bookings if you're a promoter. If you're not and you want to see him come to your town, you know, holler at whoever needs to book him to get him down there, you know. And you guys will get the live version in your town. So we're going to go back to some music, but it's been great having you. Have a good one.
Thank
you. And we'll talk to you again soon. MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk.
Yo, peace.
Yeah, MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk. We're about to sign off this week. This is GMS. You can get at me at Twitter at GMS_MCMI. GMS_MCMI. You can also holler at LR Blitzkrieg at, not surprisingly, LR_Blitzkrieg. That's LR_BLITZKRIEG. You can also follow our MCMI Report Twitter at MCMI Report. And that's the website, MCMIReport.com. And, you know, if you want to promote your product, business, or mixtape on this show, hit us up at 718-512-MCMI, or you can email us at MCMIReport@gmail.com. We broke 100,000 views last week. We're really doing numbers these days. I can provide paperwork, screenshots of our analytics, You know, you get mentioned on the website and everything. So send us your music, send us your mixtapes. Not only do we need to blog it on the site, but it could end up on MCMI Radio. And if you got an album out and, you know, you might need to come down and be a guest on the show. So until next week, this is GMS and LR Blitzkrieg signing off for MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.
MCMI.